Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's an old line, denial is not just a river in Egypt. But it's a fitting title to the next chapter in Rehoboam's life. Quote, "Now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him." 2 Chronicles 12, verse 1. This statement is a denial of four fundamental facts. First, no nation can be established by mere men. Here is the word concerning his grandfather. Quote, "So David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel." 2 Samuel 5, 12. And his father? The Lord said concerning him, quote, "He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." Chapter 7, verse 13. God is the rock. Everything else is shifting sand. Second, Rehoboam foolishly thought he could strengthen himself. What did David sing, quote, "on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of his enemies"? Psalm 18 in the title. Quote, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust." Verse 2. Third, Rehoboam not only imagined he was self-made, he also denied, quote, "the law of the Lord, the moral basis for everything." Nietzsche famously said, "If God does not exist, all things are permissible." Rejecting God's law leaves us with a needleless compass. Fourth, Rehoboam denied how his decision would affect the nation. Leaders are called that for a reason. When they go wrong, they lead others astray. C.C. Miller wrote, "Lambs will follow the sheep you know, wherever the sheep may stray. When the sheep go wrong, it won't take long till the lambs are as wrong as they." Thus, the practical warning to, quote, "make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way." Hebrews 12, 13. Now here comes Egypt, and denial won't help.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.